The Sudbury Five celebrated Family Day 2024 with 2,604 members of their Sudbury family as they sent the Montreal Tundra back to Quebec with a 99-89 loss on their record. The Five went into this one looking for a win, having dropped a game to the KW Titans on Saturday night at home. Sudbury briefly led Saturday's game, but lost both the third and fourth quarters, and ultimately the game, 113-108. Right out of the gate, the game was tightly contested as both teams strove to dominate on the defensive side of the ball. With solid performances from Dwayne Notice for Sudbury, 19 points, and Amari Haynes for Montreal, 15 points, the teams ended the first quarter tied with the score being 23-23. The second quarter produced another close result as the Five scored 27 points to the Tundra's 25, with a big contribution from Landon Kirkwood, with 22 points in the contest. Sudbury led Montreal by a score of 50-48 heading into halftime. Montreal would take over in the third quarter, and with solid games from Dominic Welch, 18 points, and Philip Lowry, 15 points, the Tundra had a 74-68 lead with only the fourth quarter remaining in the game. Sudbury was not going to be denied on this day, however. With A.J. Mosby Jr. scoring 15 points and newly acquired Jamurin Jackson, who was just picked up by the Five in a trade with the Windsor Express a few days prior, getting 10 points in the game, Sudbury scored 31 points in the fourth quarter while holding the Tundra to just 15 points, and the Sudbury Five came away with the win on Family Day by a score of 99-89. With the win, the Sudbury Five now hold a record of 9 wins and 6 losses on the season in the Basketball Super League. Sudbury next hits the court on February 24 in Sudbury against the Jamestown Jackals with tip-off scheduled for 7 p.m. The Five and the Jackals do it all over again on February 25 for a 2 p.m. match. Superfan Robert McCarthy covers Sudbury Wolves games for Sudbury.com. Got a question for Robert? Email it to editor@sudbury.com.